Well, that'd probably be most of the meat market would carry all of that, probably. Just a meat market now. No canned goods or nothing. Just ordinary meat, sausage, cheese, and pickles. It's probably a meat market.
A
curry market or something like that. Not a curry market. Curry market, they carry, I think it's vegetables and things.
Now, what do you call that, a curry market?
Curry market is the vegetables. They sell vegetables.
Can you think of any other type of store that might carry just special foods?
We has little place like sell. It says we have those little places here when we're back, but they sell greens and you can pass back a little. We call those little curry markets sometimes.
Okay.
Vegetable markets, you know, to sell vegetables, tomatoes, apples, and just different things like, but no canned goods and nothing like that.
Okay. Do you have any delicatessens around here?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard of a delicatessen?
No.
Okay. What kind of thing would you use in the kitchen to heat food if you weren't going to use your oven or stove?
Well, it has hot plates, bags, and that's electric.
Yeah. Can you describe that to me?
And it's a little square thing with two little round tops on it, lids on it. And then now they have something new now. You don't even have to use those. They have something like a little warmer. It has a door. It's new. And you can cook your food in there, and you can have a toaster built on top of some of them. And some of them haven't got no toaster on top. And then you can put, you can bake your turkey, anything, and they're nice.
Now, what do you call those?
Those are little warmers. Oven has a little oven, you know, the door you pull over, just put your meat in and cook it and heat it.
Okay. What if you were going to cook an egg?
Well,
and you didn't use the top of the stove, you might have something else that you just fry an egg in.
Well, I tell you, the only way, you have to have some kind of bar, heat or something to cook the egg. But that's the only way you do it if you're going to put it on the gas stove. Unless you're going to put your boil it or poach it, you drop it down in the hot water to poach the egg.
What are those called?
Poached egg.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you just sit the egg, you crack it.
Yeah.
And you put it in a little poacher, and you sit it down in the hot boiling water, and it just boil until it poaches. By the time you think it's ready, like you wanted, a minute egg or something like that, you know, a little bit of, it's ready.
Okay. What about an electric frying pan?
Well, you just stick it in the plug and use it. Fry what you want.
Okay. Is there a coin-operated self-service laundry in your neighborhood? Okay. What would you call that?
That's a wash house. And they've gone up to their 50 cents now. Machine is 50 cents. Some are still 25 or 35. Well, that's the wash house we go to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you put dirty clothes into in your house? You might put dirty.
It's a laundry basket you have in your bathroom.
Okay. And when we were talking about brooms, you mentioned something that you clean rugs with.
That's a bathroom cleaner.
Okay. And inside that, you have a little thing that you have to change.
That's a little bag with the dust. Dump the dust out and put it back in.
Now, if you're going to maybe wash a floor here at the school, you might need something to put water into.
That's a pail, either bucket.
Okay.
We use we have a wringer. Most of we use wringers in schools and college. It's a bucket, all right, but it has four wheels on it, and you can roll it around. But it has a wringer to wring the mop in it. So you won't have to wring the mop with your hands no more. Now that's way back too. Wringing them out with your hands.
Now, what's the difference between a bucket and a pail to you?
Well, a bucket has a handle on it, and a pail, it has a handle too, but the maids